USA Radio News.
GM will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on the layoffs.
Holiday season layoffs from GM. Brutal. All right. Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yube says a gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has seven high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California, although they can easily be purchased in neighboring states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
There's a troubling new study out about the increasing prevalence of autism in children. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The new study estimates the prevalence of autism is now at 1 in 40 children. The report's been published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says 1.5 million kids in America ages 3 to 17 have autism spectrum disorder. That number is slightly higher than the most recent CDC study, which put autism rates at about 1 in 59 children. The difference may not represent an increase in autism rates, though, as the two studies did use different methodology in the gathering of data. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his electric car company came within single-digit weeks of not being able to handle the production needs of the Model 3 sedan. Honest statements like this are what lead many people to be interested in Musk. I had a chance to chat with Hamish McKenzie. He shares what else draws people to Musk.
Well, he's definitely a colorful personality, and you can see him on Twitter and on TV interviews just being an interesting guy, saying interesting things. But the scale of his achievements are what really draw people to him. He's created this company that makes an electric car, a fully electric car, that people used to think of like golf carts, but now can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds, which is better than a Ferrari. So it's a supercar performance in a family car body. And on the other hand, he's made a company, SpaceX, that flies rockets into orbit and then brings the launch rocket back down onto the launch pad so it could land itself. No company nor government has ever achieved such a thing, and it is crazily ambitious and impressive. It's amazing that he's even done those things.
McKenzie also shares some of the growing pains that Tesla went through.
I was there in 2014, so Tesla had been around for about 10 years at that point, but their Model S was just a couple of years old. I think the challenges for Tesla have always been along the lines of growing up as a car company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.